Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome, welcome to Verb K Radio, iHeartRadio, New York City, the Power Women. This is Get Your Business Right Show with Michael Muse, Mr. Broadcastpreneur, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach. Ladies and gentlemen, when you are blessed to come among the legends, when you are blessed to talk and be around someone who has not just changed his life around, but has changed the industry, when someone has set the bar so high, people wonder if they can ever even get that high again. Because we know only God can get you as high as this brother right here has gotten. Ladies and gentlemen, this brother right here is one of the top speakers in the world. Top 10 speakers in the world. See, we hear about comedians say they decorated. But this gentleman here is not only decorated, he's distinguished. He's been noted by Toastmasters being one of the top speakers in the world. He is in the Hall of Fame of speakers. And ladies and gentlemen, his very first book, The Setback is a Setup for a Comeback. He know what it's like to succeed at work. He know what it's like to succeed in the speaking industry. But you know what, ladies and gentlemen? That pales in none comparison. Because this gentleman here hasn't had an argument in 30 years. Let me say it again. He hasn't had an argument with his bride. I don't even want to say wife. With his bride in 30 years. So I'm here to tell you, what he has to say is not just important, it's invaluable. And I suggest you take some copious notes. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the one, the only, the legendary, the honorary, Dr. Willie Jolly.
Well, thank you, Michael. You're so kind. That's a wonderful introduction and a wonderful commentary, and I'm grateful for you. It was such a pleasure meeting you when I was in Detroit and had the opportunity to speak at a book signing that I was doing about my new marriage book, and got to meet you, man. I was so inspired by your story and your life and what you've overcome. You know, there's an old saying that I heard years ago, that greatness is not what you achieve only. It is really what you achieve in relation to what you had to overcome to achieve it. And so I believe there's greatness that you have achieved through all you've overcome. And I'm just grateful that we got a chance to develop a friendship. And then you blessed me. You just blessed me and encouraged me so by telling me that when you were down and sick and despondent and the doctors had given up on you, you had given up on life and you had given up on your faith. You weren't sure if you were going to make it, that somehow you got a copy of my CD of a DVD, Turned Setbacks into Comebacks from the PBS special. You said it encouraged you. You know, you don't know how much that blessed me, because I do what I do, not just because I love doing it, which I do, not just because I make a living doing it, which I do, but because it makes a difference in people's lives. I tell my team every week at our staff meeting, we got to keep in mind our reason for being here is twofold. Make a difference and make a profit. We got to be in balance. If we just make a profit and make no difference, then we're out of balance. And if we just make a difference and don't make a profit, then we won't be able to stay in business. So we got to do both of them. And you just encouraged me that day that we made a difference in our PBS programming, in our lives, and in our presentation. So God bless you, Brother Michael. And I thank you for letting me be on your broadcast. I'm grateful for all of your viewers, listeners, wherever they may be around the world. And I'm thankful that y'all all make a point to listen to Michael Muse, because this man is power.
Well, brother, as Proverbs 27:17 says, so it's iron sharpens iron. Yes, what man sharpens another? And brother, and just to kind of clarify for the audience, when I was in my sick bed, when I could not get up and go to the bathroom, it was Dr. Jolly who I had my laptop land in the bed with me. Like, just took my one finger and hit the button to listen to him. And that one day I listened and I got the courage and I got the strength to get to the bathroom on my own.
Wow.
And so what people sometimes don't realize that when we do what we do and we're in our purpose, when we're on fire, when God's divinity is surrounding us, we're able to make a change. And Dr. Jolly, you inspire me. You inspired me then and you inspire me now because you're not just motivating people. You're leading people back to their divine rightful place with God.
Yes.
And when you do that, that's the eternal gift that money can't buy.
Right. Well, I'm grateful, Brother Michael. You know, the word inspiration is taken from the Greek word to breathe anew. And I'm grateful for those kind words because that's what I wanted to do when I started this process, was to help people breathe anew, to get a new life's breath, to get a new lease on life when they're at their lowest points, to believe that there was something more, there's something great inside of them. And so I'm just grateful to be able to do what I do, to go all over the world, to do it on radio with my Sirius XM show, which I'm proud to say is the number one self-help show now in America.
Yes.
To do it on television with my Wake Up and Win with Willie Jolly programs, to do it on PBS, to do it on daily television, to do internet programming, to just share my message as many ways as I can. One of my goals was to inspire a generation to rise above their circumstances and live and maximize their God-given ability, and to do it in every way conceivable that I could have access to. So whether it's television, radio, live, music, books, internet, Twitter, we do it in many ways as we can. So I'm grateful for that. So I'm grateful for all your listeners who maybe want to turn their setbacks into comebacks, who are ready for a comeback in their lives. How many of you who are watching or listening have had a setback? How many of you gone through what I call the devastating D's of life? The devastating D's of life are disease, divorce, downsizing, pressure, disaster.
Yes.
What happens when you have one of those devastating D's? Death of a loved one. What happens when you have a devastating D? And it takes the air out of it. It hits you so hard that it knocks the air out of you. And you fall back. You can't feel your way sometimes. But I want to say that a setback, when you have one of those devastating D's, a setback is nothing but a setup or a comeback. Now, in the book, I talk about there's three types of people in life. They're the quitters, they're the campers, and they're the climbers. Now, the quitters look at the situation in front of them, the mountain in front of them, and they give up. They quit before they even attempt to climb the mountain because they say it's overwhelming, it's too much. They never even give it a shot. They just settle for mediocrity, living down in the valley, never getting up on that mountain at all because it's just too imposing and too overwhelming. But then you've got the campers. Now, the campers, they will start out on the mountain. They get up halfway to the top of the mountain, and they set up a base camp to refresh and renew. But here's the problem. The campers get stuck at base camp. They stay there for 40 years. They get a job. They get a car note. They get a little apartment or a little house, and they stay in that place for 40 years, never ever going any further because they got comfortable in camping. But I want to encourage people to be climbers. Now, the quitters don't give it a shot. The campers get to base camp and they stop. Well, the climbers, they get to base camp as well. They refresh, they renew, they restore themselves. But then they get back in the climb. They get back in the path to reach the summit of their lives, to be all they were born to be, to reach the top of the mountain. Now, in that process of going up that mountain, they have avalanches. They have frostbite. They have cold weather. They have storms and blizzards. But they keep climbing. They keep going. They don't stop. And they're the ones who get to the summit, to the top of the mountain. They're the Bill Gates. They're the Oprah Winfrey's. They're the ones who keep going in spite of And that's what I want more of you who are watching and listening to embrace. Being climbers. Keep climbing. In my book, A Setback, Set Up for a Comeback, so many people around the globe have talked about how that book inspired them and empowered them. And I tell them, as I told Brother Michael the other day, that book came through me and not by me. I know I just wrote it. Well, I was the author. And that title, A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback, is one that many people now use. T.D. Jakes, he's in fact on my XM show this week. He says, you know, I use it all the time, and it's become part of the vernacular. Joel Osteen uses it all the time. Preachers use it all the time. And I told him, you know what? When I wrote that book, my goal was that it would become part of the vernacular so people wouldn't know that it came from me particularly. That they just knew that this this phrase inspires them. But I don't say it came from me in the first place. It's for the universe. It came through me.
Yeah.
The book. So I encourage people to go to my website or Amazon or wherever you get your book. I get it at the website. You can get an autographed copy. Go to my website, willyjolly.com. Get a copy of the Setback, Setup for Comeback book and get inspired. And then I'm very grateful. You mentioned my wife. Married the book. Man, I'm so excited. We were in Detroit. We did a book signing where I met Brother Michael. And the next day we did an event at Cobo Arena where we had lots of people with Real Estate One to buy the book and get it signed. And then Saturday I was with Bishop Marvin Winans for his leaders. Lots of people bought the book. By Sunday, we were just about sold out, but I spoke at Marvin Winans Church, Perfecting Church, and people ordered them. So we got to send out a lot of orders of people to books. And then Monday morning, I was on Fox 2 in Detroit. If you get a chance, go to Fox 2 Detroit and just put up Willie Jolly so you can see that interview with my wife and I. It's pretty dynamic. So I'm grateful for the book. We encourage people that they can learn from our lesson. We've been married 33 years, haven't had an argument in 30. Those first couple years, though, were really tough. They were really, really tough.
Yes.
We were arguing and we weren't getting along. But then we learned some lessons from some mentors. You know, there are two ways to get to any goal.
But you know, Dr. Jolly, one thing I want to share with the listeners, one thing you didn't share, because one thing, see, you're already a legend in the speaking industry.
You're kind.
And so you already surpassed what the people who said you couldn't do.
Yes.
Just like that coworker was heckling at you when you walked out and left that job and you said, I'm gonna make money in speaking. He told you was gonna be back, and then you came back 3 years later as a keynote speaker, making eight times as much as you was making before, you changed the game. And so I remember what you said about your goal. You said your goal for you and your bride was to change and help 1 million marriages.
Yeah, yeah. We want to save 1 million marriages. That's right.
And you know what, Dr. Jolly? I've been married before, and I've had numerous relationships. And the two things that I see, even in my coaching clients, it boils down to that communication. Listen. Right. Right. So my first question is this, Dr. Jolly. Yeah. When it comes to listening, what are some of the biggest pitfalls that people do when it comes to listening?
Well, one is that they assume that they know what you're gonna say. They make an assumption before you even say it. Oh, I know what you're gonna say. You know, I know where you're gonna go. Well, you know what? Listening is just what it is. Listen. And it's finding out what the person is going to say. You might be right, but you might be wrong. So you got to not make assumptions, because assumptions are always going to give room for error. The other thing about listening is that you must be willing to be empathetic. And in other words, seek, you know, Stephen Covey said it like this: seek first to understand, then seek to be understood. So seek first to listen and find out what they are saying before you project what you want to say. And that's one of the things my wife and I've learned to do. I listen to her. And then if you want a successful relationship, you've got to understand that your partner can be two parts of your relationship. They can be your cheerleader and they can be your coach. They can be both at the same time. Now, they can be your cheerleader that when you're doing things great.
Yeah.
Well, oh, you did great. You were awesome. Awesome. And you should sometimes be the cheerleader. You should often be the cheerleader for your mate. You should take a moment to cheer them on and encourage them and acknowledge them. That makes such a big difference. But then you should also see your mate as your coach.
That's right. I mean,
my wife, she gives me good counsel. Sometimes she had to say, we were talking about it at the event the other night. I was a jazz singer who became a speaker. Now, jazz singers improvise. They might change on a dime and go a different direction and start singing in this key and then modulate and then come up with some scat and then start the verse over. They might do anything. It's never the same. Well, when I was starting to speak, I would, what she would call jazz speak. I'd be starting out on this topic and turn signal. I'd go another way. no sense of it. Now, she would say to me afterwards, you look great, but I think we'll do this a little bit. She wouldn't hurt my ego. She'd just make me better.
She knew how to appease ego. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here on VerK Radio, iHeartRadio, New York City, the Power Woman. And we have the legendary, the honorary, the Hall of Fame speaker himself, Dr. Willie Jolly. And he is breaking it down now on how important it is for the listening communication. From make it last, make love, make money, and make it last.
Amen. Thank you. You know, as I was saying, that we learn from mentors.
Yes.
Mentors change our life. Look, there are two ways to get to any goal in life: mentors and mistakes. One will get you there. One just gets you there with less headaches.
Yes.
And knots upside your head. I recommend you get a mentor, or you get mentors. Now, some mentors are people who you will actually sit down with and have a relationship with, have a conversation with, break bread with, that be in your space, that y'all are face to face talking. But some mentors are people who aren't even alive anymore, or people who you meet through an audio tape or a video tape.
Absolutely.
Or a book. I've had mentors who I never met, but I also have had mentors who I've met. So I say that we got some mentors. This book will help you if you're in a relationship. If you've got a relationship, any kind of relationship, and you want to strengthen and grow, get this book, Make Love, Make Money, Make It Last, and go to jollymarriage.com, J-O-L-L-E-Y, marriage.com, and get the free chapter. One of the biggest points we have in the book is how we learned, or how we came to the point that we would learn to be disagreeable. We would disagree without being disagreeable. Learn to be to disagree without being disagreeable and not arguing. And we don't always agree, but we've learned some systems and some principles that work for being able to work through that. And so I appreciate that. So I'm just grateful to be here, to be able to share some ideas with Brother Michael. Man, you inspire me, man. You inspired me the other night talking to you.
Dr. John, you inspired me too, man. And one chapter in your book that grabbed my attention, because they always say when it comes to relationships, if it goes in the toilet, it's usually money and sex.
That's right.
And I love your chapter on sex, headaches, and other lies. And so let me ask you this question here. How can a couple bridge that gap between sex and intimacy? Because you clearly state in your book that sex is the physical act, but intimacy is the emotional aspect of it. And I think that's the aspect a lot of people are not really grasping. So if you can pull your years experience and what you've learned, because it's a lot of women out here. And this is a women's network right here. They want to save their marriages. They want to keep their husbands at home, and they want to have a satisfying life. So how can they bridge that gap?
Well, first of all, I'm going to speak to the men, then I'm going to speak to the women. Men, understand that women need two things. They need intimacy and security. Just like you said, it's an emotional response. It's the emotional part. So if you want a great relationship, you've got to make sure that you give them intimacy. Now, sex is intimate, but all intimacy is not sex. You know, I make a point of being intimate with my wife without any sex, without clothes on. When I go to her office in the morning and I give her a cup of coffee, or I give her a kiss on the cheek, or I tell her that I love her, or that she's special, I appreciate her. You know, she likes that.
And yes,
it's something that is part of the being. Make your wife feel special. Make her feel acknowledged. Let her know that she is awesome. And do it often. Don't just do it once in a while. Like the man who said, you know, on his wedding day, I told you I loved you on my wedding day. And 40 years later, she said, do you still love me? He said, I told you on my wedding day, if I ever change my mind, I'll let you know. Well, you know, that's funny. The problem is he missed out on so much good of it. Because he can tell her every day. Tell her every day. So intimacy and security. Security, they want to know you got them. You got them, and they can trust them and be confident that you got them. Okay?
Yes.
So, man, listen to that. Now, also, man, if you want to have some action at night, you better start working on it in the morning. You better start working in the morning. You better be nice and kind and sweet all day long. Now, ladies, let me tell you what men need. My wife would be in this interview. She usually talk to the ladies, but I'll tell the ladies. Ladies, men need two things. They need sex and respect. And they need it supersized. And I don't know which one is more important. Statistics and research shows that men think about sex 17 times per day, often before breakfast. Women, men need sex. It's a physical act. But they also need respect. They need to feel like they're the king of the forest. They need to feel like they're Hercules. They need to feel like they are the king of the forest. Now, if you make your man feel like the king of the forest and he's wise and he understands that women need security and intimacy, then he will make you feel like the queen of the castle. Now, a couple women have come up to me and said, well, women need respect too. Well, you know what? You're absolutely right. And that's why I said security. You cannot be secure if you're not respected. It's not possible. So that's built in security. That's built in the definition of security. That women need security, and part of that is to be respected and appreciated and acknowledged. Men need respect in the sense that they've got to feel like the king of the forest, the king of the jungle, the king of the castle.
So
when you do those things, things work out, and your sex will be better, will be richer, will be fuller. And it's a major part of life and a major part of marriages, sex. And last thing, don't ever, 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 ever use sex as a weapon.
Preach.
Don't ever use sex as a weapon. I'll hold back on you because I'm mad at you. Don't do that. The reason that the chapter is Sex, Headaches, and Other Lies is because a friend of ours told us when we were writing the book about something her mom told her. She said her mom told her on her wedding day. She said, baby, when you get married later today, I want you to remember this. Never, ever tell that lie that you have a headache. But when you tell that lie you have a headache, remember there's a woman somewhere with an aspirin in her pocketbook. So don't tell that lie. Men nor women, don't do that. You know, don't use sex as a weapon. Have conversations, talk about it, and make love. And then we talk about money, the other part, making money. Marriage is not just a love relationship. It's also a business relationship because money's involved. When money's getting intermingled, it's about business.
Exactly.
And people have some systems to deal with the money that they're going to be problems. And those problems that start small grow into big mountains. And before you know it, it's out of control and there's no pulling it back. So, or hard to pull it back. Let's put it like that. Some people can't pull it back, but it's hard to pull it back. But what we encourage people to do is this, that we encourage you to read the chapter about money and how there are three systems that we found for successful marriages that can work. And they work in many marriages. And it usually depends on the age and stage. I won't go in detail, but it's very effective. It works well. And if you get these systems and start using them, they work. They work like butter. They really do.
So, Dr. Jai, for that woman who is listening right now,
yes.
And she's feeling what you're saying.
Yes.
She's got a rebirth going on.
Yes.
But she's at work.
Yes.
And she has a certain individual male who's giving her a whole lot of attention, and she's fighting that temptation.
Yeah. Is she married or single?
She's married.
Okay. Let me tell you. In life, you're going to have choices. You got to make some decisions. For many years, when I was starting my speaking business, I traveled by myself. Now my wife travels with me all the time. But I traveled by myself because my wife was at home with children while I was traveling. And there were going to be temptations, and there were temptations. And often, I would have a woman come to my door at my hotel at night after I finished speaking. And I get this knock on the door, and I'm saying, who's that? And the woman would be standing there looking good, fine, beautiful. She said, I love your speaking. And then when you sang, something just woke up inside of me. And then when you gave that song, oh my goodness, can I come in and spend some time with you? And they'd be fine. And my wife is not there. But I had some questions I'd always ask myself in my brain. Four simple questions. What's the best that could happen here? Second question. What's the worst that could happen here if I make this choice? What's the best that could happen if I make this choice? What's the worst that could happen if I make this choice? What's the most likely thing to happen if I make this choice? And am I willing to live with the worst to get to the best? So, what's the best thing that happened? I have a one-night stand. It'd be fantastic. Bang, bang, boom, boom. Ow! What's the worst that could happen? I can lose my wife. What's the most likely thing to happen? Most likely thing that happened, you have a fling and never see that person. But that's not the only thing that could happen. So I asked myself the question, really, are you willing to live with the worst, lose your wife, over getting to what would be the absolute best, which is a one-night swing? No. I say to her, ma'am, I appreciate the opportunity. I appreciate the kind of words. I'm encouraged by it. I'm flattered. But no thank you. Because I'm happily done. See, you got to make choices. Life is going to always tempt you, give you opportunities to make decisions. But you, and many times people fall off because they don't have a system. But I tell you, we tell people in the book, use those four questions whenever you've got to make a tough decision. What's the best? What's the worst? Most likely? Are you willing to live with the worst to get to the best? And if you got to walk off. And that's not just for temptation, that's for any major risk, you know, just any major risk. Now, let's use the same four questions. When I quit my job, become a full-time speaker. You know, I worked for the school system. I've gotten fired from and replaced by a karaoke machine. I'm working for the school system, which you mentioned earlier with a guy laughed at me. That day when I said I was going to quit, I had to ask myself those four questions. But what's the best that could happen if I quit my job here at the school system?
Right.
I can live my dreams. What's the worst that could happen? I could lose my house. What's the most likely thing to happen? Most likely, if I work hard enough, I'll keep my head above water. It'll be tough, but I can keep my head up. Am I willing to live with the worst, lose my house, get to the best, live my dreams? Yes, I can get another house. As long as death was not one of the options, I can turn this around. So I quit my job that day. The guy laughed at me and said, "You'll be back. You'll be back. You fool, leaving your good government job. You'll be back." I came back 3 years later as a keynote speaker, making eight times as much as when I left, and living my dream. And that was 27 years ago. 27 years ago. I've been able to maintain this business. I've been able to maintain having a house, cars, traveling all over the world, meeting people like Michael, and meeting great people. So I am grateful that I was willing to take that risk. You got to ask those questions. Sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes the answer is no. But those questions will help you be clear that you're making the right choice.
Well, Dr. Jolly, you have given everyone a mouthful. And I want to urge each and every one of you, if you do not have the book, Make Love, Make Money, and Make It Last, you need to get to his website and get the book.
Let me give you a couple gifts for folks, because anybody who's a friend of Michael is a friend of mine. But Michael is an inspiration. So first gift is a free digital ebook of some of the books that changed my life, and some of my digital books. Go to willyjolly.com/gift. willyjolly.com/gift. You get some digital books. You get some of my XM shows that were life-changing. Bob Johnson, who founded BET, Wally Famous Amos. You'll get some of my music. You'll get some of my resources. Just go there and just be blessed. willyjolly.com/gift. If you want the free chapter from our marriage book, go to jollymarriage.com, jollymarriage.com, and get the free chapter. And then if you get the book, get two copies, you get it. We give you a break on the price if you get two copies. And it's great that y'all read it together. If you want to be on the same page, you need to be reading out the same book at the same time so you can get the same impact.
That's right.
The two books, the price for two books is a lot cheaper than the price of an hour of a divorce lawyer. So, you know.
You're right about that.
Yeah, so go get the books and invest in your marriage. You know, I heard a quote I love. People want their marriage to work, but they don't want to work on their marriage. So we want you to work on your marriage and understand it's going to take some work. And then finally, for those of people of faith like Michael is, go to jollygoodnews.org. Jolly, J-O-L-L-E-Y, goodnews.org. That's my faith-based site. You can hear my messages from the Hour of Power at the Crystal Cathedral, the First Baptist Church of Glen Arden. You can hear some other messages of faith and possibility thinking that will inspire you. And there's also an opportunity there to be part of my tribe of people who are, we're building a resource space where we tell people if they want to make a deposit and a donation there, we're going to put my youth video in every school, so we'll stop some of these school shootings. And then we're going to put my book, A Setback, Set Up for a Comeback, in every prison in America, so that the people in prison who are there now, when they come out, will have a new way of thinking and realize their past determine their future. So if you want to partner with me on that, go to jollygoodnews.org. I just want to thank you, Michael. You are quite an inspiration. You are quite an inspiration. But on deathbed, the doctors give up on you. But you come back, and now you're making a difference in people's lives. I love that thing behind you that says positive creates results.
And that's right.
I like that. So thank you for having me. And, you know, you're my man. When I come to Detroit, it's all like popcorn, you know, me and you.
That's right. Absolutely, Dr. Jolly. You are a living legend, and I thank God for you. For your wisdom, your heart, and even reinventing yourself, having of your goal now of reaching 1 million marriages.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And so you have set the benchmark so high. And I just love the fact that people who are giving up on getting married, who've given up on the institution, who have given up what God designed for them to be in alignment, to go after their dreams and goals, now it's fresh for them now. You've Amen. Given them a blueprint.
Yes.
Because you and your bride, when you came to Detroit, you shook the room up. It was electricity in that room.
Thank you.
And tell her, Daffy, I wish she was able to be on here with you, but hey, I'm definitely going to see you guys next time you come to Detroit. I'm eternally grateful for you to get your business right show and the team and Verke family. We're grateful for you. And we know that with your leadership, your heart, your faith, and your example, this world will never be the same. And one thing I can declare and say right now, Dr. Willie Jolly will be in the history books. 100, 200 years from now, kids will be learning in school about Dr. Willie Jolly, on how he helped revolutionize the speaking industry and how he saved 1 million marriages.
Man, bless your heart. I received that, and I'm receiving that from your mouth to God's ear, and I'm going to do all I can to make that reality. Thank you, my friend. And remember, for sure, your best is yet to come. Everybody listening, your best is yet to come. God bless you. Listen to me on Sirius XM on channel 141, Saturdays at 4. Listen to my interview with Bishop Jakes and John Maxwell last week. We got more to come. God bless y'all. Have a great day on purpose, and your best is yet to come. God bless.
And ladies and gentlemen, you are here with the Mr. Broadcastpreneur, a.k.a. the Fearless Coach. This is Get Your Business Right. And if you don't have it right today on this episode, Dr. Jolly, you have gotten it right when it comes to your marriage. So I want to thank you, because without you, there is no me. So this is Verk KC out of New York City, iHeartRadio, and we'll see you next week.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.